Chapter 1. Find Your Tribe. The four pillar advisors who will help pave your path to success and keep you walking your true north. Jennifer Loyal, CEO of Loyal Group. Together, we're entering a time of unprecedented change and instability. You too sense everything is shifting. But where are we going, and what does that mean for you? Arguably, simply the fact of your STEM education could make you a more valued and valuable colleague, associate, and owner, leading to higher employability and earning potential than someone with an arts or humanities background. Reassuring to know as we sit on the cusp of economic uncertainty. Indeed, Harvard education expert Tony Wagner declares in his groundbreaking bestseller, Creative Innovators, business leaders in particular say that we need many more young people who can create innovations in the areas of science, technology, and engineering. Many argue that so-called STEM education is increasingly important to the future of our country. Further, your background in the biological sciences means you have transferable skills that will always be in demand, including outside of dentistry, particularly if you're creative. If you have the vision and drive to, as Wagner says, create innovations. But we can't get away from the fact that corporate dentistry is spreading like Johnson grass, threatening the dream of individual ownership, the autonomy of dentists, and your ability to make decisions with your dental work. Widespread DSO practice takeovers and rising interest rates make for a challenging environment in which to dream big as a dentist. Even with your strong internal compass, it'll still take a team to sail this particular ship, especially in uncharted seas and through storms. If your dental career is starting to sound more and more like a Navy SEAL mission, that's because it kind of is. Navy SEALs are taught to ask themselves three questions in the middle of a challenging mission. 1, where am I? 2, where's the enemy? 3, where's my buddy? We must ask these questions of ourselves too, especially the third one. Why? Because no man is an island, and true greatness cannot be reached without a trustworthy team of people who believe in your mission and are willing to come with you on your journey. As best-selling author and expert on the psychology of leadership, Henry Cloud, mentions in his book, The Power of the Other, no matter what the answers are to questions 1 and 2, the way out of difficulty is 3. If you're lost and you cannot connect with your buddy and find your way, if the enemy is about to get you and you are surrounded with no way out, you can call for a reinforcement and your buddy will take the enemy out. If you can't find your buddy and you're in some deep stuff, he might not make it at all. In fact, I go so far as to say that if you can't find your buddy, you might not be making it out either. So, you're going to need some real buddies, a dental tribe. When you're part of a tribe, something powerful happens to you, something that Henry Cloud calls the power of the other. Henry Cloud's words on our buddies reinforce the importance of nurturing and investing time in the relationships with your key people, your tribe. When you are on board with the right others, you'll achieve more in dentistry with them than you would do alone. Cloud reminds us that we cannot afford to only turn inward when we have big, lofty goals. We must inspire others and seek connection. First, find your tribe. Then you set the stage to thrive. Houses that stand the test of time are built on strong foundations. So are good dental careers. Start building your foundations with an advisory team of 4 key individuals from 4 key professions. The dentists enjoying a markedly better quality of life than their peers first built this kind of tribe around them. Once these 4 highly skilled advisors are found, they become deeply interwoven in these dentists' lives. I give more time to one of these advisors, the life coach, than I do the others, because the expertise they offer is particularly useful for dentists at this current time. The remaining 3 are an insurance expert who specializes in working with dentists, who we come across in Chapter 3, the modern CPA, certified public accountant, who we meet in Chapter 5, and a flat-fee investment advisor and advice-only advisor who we'll touch on in this chapter. Those dentists who work in tandem with their 4 advisors enjoy notably lower stress levels and a higher income than their peers. I also will advise you to seek out a 5th and a 6th advisor, the dental attorney, and a reputable practice transition broker. But as they jump in at various points, as and when they are needed, rather than advising on a regular basis, they do not make up the 4 pillars. Nevertheless, they are vital aspects of a well-run dental practice. The practice transition broker's job is to represent you, and you alone as the buyer, in one of the most important business decisions in your life, buying a practice. We will hear from one of the best brokers in the U.S. in Chapter 2. It's time to build your tribe. Vetting your tribe and understanding how they're paid. When seeking advice, as obvious as it sounds, from the very beginning, you must understand how they get paid. This means understanding what you'd need to do or agree to for them to get paid, and who it is that's paying them. I call this following the money line. How they get paid will help you understand why they make the recommendations they do. Make sure their financial interests don't conflict with yours, either now or in the future. Conflicts of interest happen more often than you think and can render advice from your tribe irrelevant, inapplicable, even harmful. Dentists can easily get taken in by financial advisors who don't charge for planning, but who sell them insurance products that tend to have higher fees attached than they'd pay to a top fee-only planner who'll offer, more often than not, better advice. Where there is financial conflicts of interest, appalling things can happen, even to very smart people. Take the 2008 housing crash. What started as an idea in 1999, one that allowed people to fulfill the American dream of home ownership, spiraled out of control over the next decade. Banks offered subprime mortgages to those with poor credit or low income, and the market exploded. Values skyrocketed, then suddenly crashed, leaving millions upside down in homes they could not afford to either pay the mortgages on or sell. So how did so many people, even those with great income, get caught up in this mess? Easy. They found themselves in a position where it's in the interests of everyone involved in the transaction, your real estate agents, your mortgage broker, and of course, the seller, for you to pay the highest price possible, as fast as possible. When you're buying a house, nobody works for you. Conflicts of interest taint advice. How someone gets paid influences what they recommend. Advice only and flat fee advisors are, I believe, an answer to this problem. I decided to invest in some land and start a flower and Christmas tree farm, something I'll talk about more in detail in Chapter 6. But I'd never have made that leap if I had limited myself to traditional planning advice. Thinking out of the box with your money is not only fun, it's crucial to your success. We'll talk about this more in Chapter 6. History tends to repeat itself. There's a reason that Charles Mackey's Memoirs of Extraordinary Popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds, published in 1841, is still required reading among financial professionals today. It's perhaps best known for its account of the tulip mania that took hold of the Netherlands during the early to mid-1600s and the twin stock market bubbles of 1700s Europe. We're seeing indicators that another financial mania may be imminent. That's why it's doubly important to surround yourself with your dental tribe, to offset the ability of compelling current narratives to corrode your analytical ability. Historian William Bernstein discusses this fascinating phenomenon in his book, The Delusion of Crowds. I'm not saying we're on the cusp of another tulip mania-style financial crash of the like that was seen in the 1600s, but without our tribe to guide us, it's possible we'll find ourselves paying over the odds for a tulip again if we're not careful, or indeed swept away by the Pied Piper music of financial advertising. Music has, after all, long been known to act as a superhighway to our emotions. So, in summary, before you add anyone to your tribe, vet them and clearly understand how they're paid. Building your tribe. The four pillars, aka your personal Navy SEALs. Pillar number one, your insurance agent specializing in dentist. The first member of your advisory tribe is your insurance expert who specializes in working with dentists. This is what I do. Our critical role is to shield you from losing everything as a result of a catastrophe. There are five personal catastrophes that can be insured against, the greatest being disability and death, as these losses can be insurmountable. Your insurance advisors should preferably be dual licensed, i.e. for disability and life, and property and casualty for the various business insurances that your practice will need. Having one point of contact for all of the insurances you and your practice will need will make annual reviews so much easier, as you won't have to reach out to multiple contacts each year, and you won't have to pay an additional cost for this convenience. If dual licensed, they will also be able to help you secure all the many different types of insurance your bank will require when you borrow money to buy a practice. Your insurance advisor should represent all the top companies in the industry rather than a single company. Those who represent just one company naturally have a vested interest in selling their company's products. They get paid more, but don't assume you're getting the best contract. Already starting to wonder whether your insurances were set up correctly? Check your insurance paperwork this week and remind yourself of who your insurance advisor is and who they work for so you know where you stand. Beware. When insurance advisor markets themselves as a quote-unquote financial advisor, they may be doing business under the guise of a DBA. This stands for doing business as, and means the financial advisor is running a business under a fictitious name, a very common and entirely legal practice. If you dig deeper, you'll often see an affiliation with just one insurance company. These advisors are often known as career agents. These advisors tend to roam dental schools and resident programs. Even if they use elaborate financial software or show you beautiful colored charts and graphs, at the end of the day, they don't make any money by showing you free financial plans. There is no such thing as a free financial plan. An insurance advisor marketing themselves as a financial advisor, for the most part, only makes money when they sell you, once trust is established, a cash value insurance product that often has high commissions attached. You will most likely fire them later when you realize they sold you packages that had higher fees for both investments and insurance products. In contrast, there are many insurance firms, including Loyal Group, that consistently and mainly represent term life insurance because these are low-commission products with competitive premiums that cost even less if paid annually. Always follow the money line before making any decision on your insurance expert. How they get paid reveals why they're making the recommendations they are. Pillar 2. Modern Dental CPA, Certified Public Accountant. The second advisor in your tribe is the Modern Dental Accountant, one of the most important, if not the most important, advisors in your career. The Modern CPA can hone in on appropriate resources and financial strategies that will work for you. If I was lost in the Congo, I would want a CPA with me. They could calculate within seconds on a spreadsheet the existing resources I had left, down to the penny, how many days I had to figure out how to find my way out of the Congo, the best way to use these resources, and how to strategically write off my emergency rescue. It is the dental CPA's job to have their finger on the pulse of what is happening with your practice. A dental CPA should preferably operate by fee to prepare your tax returns, conduct business planning, and manage your bookkeeping in-house. One thing to be aware of, there is a movement towards dental CPA firms pushing to function as your financial planners too. In doing this, their firms stand to gain a handsome additional revenue stream from your retirement income contributions. The firm directs these retirement contributions into funds, and their fees are typically charged based on an annual percentage rate. Expensive for you, but a good income earner for them. The benefit for you is the convenience of having one firm manage everything, which creates an ease of communication and alignment of financial strategies across tax and retirement planning. But think with me for a minute and understand the cost of the convenience where you have one team handling everything. Do you see any potential financial conflict of interest here? Accounting and investing are two vastly different disciplines. While there are some incredible dental CPA firms out there that also offer excellent financial planning services, firms that do an amazing job of balancing taxes, reviewing goals at annual client meetings, financial planning, and investments, there is a conflict here. You will pay hundreds and thousands of dollars in annual fund fees over decades working with them, on top of the money you pay to have your tax returns prepared, business planning done, and your bookkeeping completed. Pillar 3, flat fee asset manager and the rise of the advice-only financial advisor. There are myriad ways in which people can help you with your money. But instead of having your CPA manage your private investments, it's worth considering different models. A separate flat fee asset manager or an advice-only financial advisor who charges an hourly rate or subscription. A talk by Harvard graduate Susan Weber at the 2018 annual White Coat Investor Financial Summit reinforced what I had long suspected. They're working with advisors who operate by charging you flat fees or hourly as flat fee asset managers and advice-only financial advisors do, is the ideal way to manage your monies. Susan gave an example that stuck with me. It wouldn't make sense to pay an oral surgeon $10,000 for a surgery and then pay them an additional $12,000 at your checkup that lasts for less than an hour a year later. By that same token, an asset manager who charges an annual 1% fee on your money year after year doesn't make sense either. If you invested $1 million with them, they would get $10,000. If the market went up by 20% the following year, they would get another $12,000 regardless of how much time they spent rebalancing or working on your account that year. And what would happen if the market moved in the other direction? They'll still have a good year with the annual percentage fees, but would you? The additional fees you'll end up paying an asset manager who charges an annual percentage of assets under management over 20 years is staggering. If you meet with an asset manager whose earnings are in direct proportion to the amount of dollars that you invest with them, and you, for instance, have a lot of student loan debt, do you see a potential conflict of interest here? Working with someone who charges a flat fee helps eliminate the conflict of interest. I encourage you to look a lot deeper before you let anyone manage your money. Understand how and when they are paid, especially if you're offered a free financial plan by a financial advisor. The free plan may mutate into something that isn't free at all. This audiobook is not designed to go in depth on investment strategies. There are other great books for that. The aim of this chapter is to encourage you to think about who manages your finances and how they are compensated for their services. I put you in this pillar too. Why? Because you need to engage with what is happening with your money. You need to avoid automatically assuming that those you are entrusting with it are treating your money with the same level of care you give to your patients. You won't often see flat fee asset managers or advice-only financial advisors at lunch and learns. Instead, they will usually come to you via referral or through your own research. The recent surge of popularity of advice-only financial advisors speaks volumes. You don't have to buy a product to get their help. That angle is gone. Don't forget that there are other things you can be putting your money into besides the stock market. You have other options to venture into that lie outside the scope of what a fee-based asset manager typically advises. We don't live in typical times, and we're going to need to be innovative on all fronts. For me, an atypical investment was farmland. I share the lessons learned and insights gained from my personal experience of making this investment in Chapter 6. Before we move on, consider, is it time to rethink who advises you when it comes to your assets? Do you know what fees you paid your financial advisors last year? Pillar 4, the life coach. We don't usually cross the finish line alone. Often there's someone in the stands watching us that has helped us get there. In World War II, Lionel Logue, an unorthodox Australian speech coach, helped stuttering King George VI deliver radio broadcast that calmed a nation as the British public navigated life in a time of war. Life coaches can be powerful influences, helping us find our voice and acting as a shoulder to lean on at some of our most challenging crossroads. Deep down, we all want to become the best version of ourselves. That sales of self-help books have almost doubled in the U.S. since 2013 is a testament to this. But a vital component of personal development is often overlooked in contemporary self-help: the power of the other. By this, I mean having the right people around you. These people can help you surpass your self-imposed limits. All of us need inspiration and assistance in achieving our personal dreams. And all of us can experience burnout going it alone. This is why the fourth member of your tribe is the life coach. You'll accomplish more in dentistry and in your life outside of dentistry with them. And yet, this is the pillar that, more often than not, is missing from a dentist tribe, despite the value of life coaches being implicit in the growing number of dentists experiencing burnout. Leadership doesn't mean leading alone. Mistakes are often made when decisions are made in a vacuum. Let's look at the definition of the idiom in a vacuum. In a way that's not connected to other people or events, considered separately from other similar things and not influenced by them. Consider, most hiking deaths happen alone and when the hiker decides to wander past the warning signs. As human beings, we instinctively value relationships with others. The 705 hours a year that we scroll on social media demonstrates our deep desire and search for meaningful connection. But many of us may not realize how important the right relationships are and the effect of their absence. Neuroscience indicates that our minds actually rewire themselves for greater personal success when we have the right people around us. Dan Siegel's Pocket Guide to Interpersonal Neurobiology, an Integrative Handbook of the Mind, is a great read which explains this phenomenon in more detail. There is a caveat, however. Rewiring only occurs when we have a quality connection with this person or these people. That doesn't necessarily mean they need to be a major force in your life, a blood relative, or even a close friend. The relationship can be relatively insignificant, but they must offer that sense of connectedness. Magic happens when you bring these people into your life. You'll find that they provide jet fuel and strength for your soul, that your performance improves. They'll help you break through seemingly impossible barriers, and they alter the neural pathways in your brain. The life coach is the person that moves the needle in your life. A life coach does more than simply show you how to increase your practice's profits. Instead of, and occasionally as well as, advising you on how to tackle financial and business challenges, they care about your whole being. They help you to prosper financially, personally, and professionally to the degree that your soul is prospering. The life coach is concerned about every part of your life and success. They are intensely honest at the hard places and critical crossroads of your life. They shepherd your soul. Bob Bauman, former coach of swimmer Michael Phelps, the most successful Olympian of all time, is a great example of a life coach. Michael Phelps was naturally a gifted swimmer, but he made Olympic history with the help of Bob Bauman. I was glued to the television when Phelps swam in the 2004 Olympics, cheered wildly during his last race in the Rio Olympics, and felt my heart melt as he got out of the pool to go directly to his newborn son, Boomer, and give him a sweet daddy kiss. Michael is one of my heroes. His intense dedication in the pool clearly shows in his 28 medals, 23 of which are gold. He is a hero to me not just because of all the medals, but because he had the humility to understand the importance of other people to his success. He embraced the power of the other in the coaches that crossed his path. He did the inner work of the soul that many often avoid, giving his all to the important relationships in his life and surrendering to the relational process that can be just as intense as a long training needed to win an Olympic medal. Since the 2004 Olympics in Athens, Greece, I have been just as intrigued by Bob Bauman. Their unique dynamic was not just one of coach and swimmer, and the result of that relationship showed in the extraordinary medal count and transformation in Michael Phelps' life. After the 2012 Olympic Games in London, Michael hit a rough patch with a DWI, driving while intoxicated. Michael found Bob. Bob found Michael. Healing and restoration happened, followed by training for Rio, and eventually an Olympic medal count record broken. Henry Cloud highlights self-control is just one of the positive effects of a life coach relationship. Michael's eventual self-control was a byproduct of his relationship with a caring coach who held his swimmer to a high standard and believed in him. Training a young, unruly Michael Phelps could not have been an easy coaching assignment. Phelps describes in his autobiography the times he was kicked out of practice by Bob and the many intense arguments they had. Bob was not afraid to say the hard things that needed to be said to Michael, but at the same time, he would walk alongside Michael through difficult seasons. Bob didn't tolerate a lack of discipline, rebellion, or disrespect. At the same time, he never abandoned Michael or stopped believing in him. Bob Bauman shepherded Michael. One of my all-time favorite leadership books is The Way of the Shepherd by Dr. Kevin Lehman. It's a must-read if you own a practice. Lehman tells a true story of a professor and a soon-to-graduate MBA student who went on to become one of the most respected CEOs in America. The professor prepares his student for leadership by teaching him lessons he learned over the years working with his sheep. Dr. Kevin Lehman argues that the more that leaders emulate shepherds, that is, offering gentle, firm, protective guidance, the greater their impact upon those they lead. Bob Bauman's approach reflected this principle. Michael Phelps details this in his autobiography. After one of their most heated arguments, Bob took Michael to a horse farm to calm him down. We talk about the importance of getting out in nature in Chapter 7. On another occasion, when a family member had upset Michael before a race, Bob took a walk with him around the Olympic Village. He also wrote little notes reading W.R. Austin on his training workouts to remind Michael he believed he could set a world record at the upcoming nationals in Austin. Bob was always present, always protective, always believing in Michael. At any time, Michael could have ignored Bob, stopped swimming, not put up with the intense demands of a strong-minded Olympic coach, or refused to stay vulnerable, teachable, or humble. But he didn't. Michael let Bob into his life every step of the way. This will also be same for you when working with a life coach. Without a Bob Bauman, Michael Phelps may not have progressed beyond the 2012 Olympic Games. Not only did this coaching relationship have a huge impact upon the life of a talented swimmer, but it also changed Olympic world history. Without a Lionel Logue, Britain as we know it might not exist today. That's powerful. Did you know that even 1930s, 40s champion racehorse Seabiscuit had a Bob Bauman? A calming Palomino gelding called Pumpkin? Seabiscuit was a nervous, incorrigible horse until Pumpkin was put in the same stall with him. Pumpkin was a steady shoulder for Seabiscuit to lean on and a friend to return to after he raced. No one would have ever heard of Seabiscuit if it hadn't been for Pumpkin. The purpose of this audiobook, down to its core, is to be something you can come back to again and again, encouragement and sound counsel to stay the course. That's what life coaches do. They shepherd, they guide. They are there, deeply involved. They rewire our brains for the new. They shatter our personal glass ceilings. Life coaches lift burdens. They help create spaces that allow you to breathe again and where creativity can flow unhindered. They lead you to the doorsteps of healing. We all need a life coach if we are to move to the next level. This relationship is the pillar most commonly missing in the lives of thousands of dentists I help across the country. One of the first questions I now ask at periodic insurance reviews is, who is your life coach? If my client looks puzzled, I'll put Dr. Cloud's book into their hands. In your practice, if you are feeling lonely at the top, it's time to invest resources towards bringing in one or two coaching relationships. Leadership is not meant to be done alone and becomes dangerous and unsustainable when it is. We would see less burnout if more dentists had a life coach in their life. Tell me, who are your coaches? Do you have a pumpkin to walk alongside you? There was once a time I didn't have anyone to perform this role in my life except my family. You'll often need to expand your circle to meet the demands that are resting squarely on your shoulders. A coach doesn't need to be your biological family. Bob Bauman was not Michael Phelps' biological father. But in so many ways, Bob was both a father figure and swim coach. As Loyal Group has grown and my beloved Hemingway farm has begun to blossom, no pun intended, it's a flower farm, I purposely increased the number of people on my board and the frequency with which we meet. We are gut-level honest with each other. They say the hard things I need to hear to bring healing to my soul. They've instilled in my calendar an outdoor adventure every 6 weeks and hold me accountable to keeping a true weekly Sabbath. These periods of rest have been vital for my success and mental well-being. These coaches are just a call or a search away. It starts with an awareness that your life is lacking something important, a presence. They can make the world of difference and alter the trajectory of your life. Before I go any further, do you have someone like this? If you do, how often are you checking in with them? Find your Bob Bauman, and we might just be reading about you in the history books in a few years' time. You can thrive in these uncertain times when you have a tribe. The insurance expert, the modern CPA, the flat fee asset manager or advice-only financial advisor, and the life coach will be your tribe. They will be the four pillars in your life who will walk alongside you on paths you've never dreamed of, and will be a shoulder to lean on times of trouble. Invest time at the onset of your career to put in place these four pillars. Take a moment now to consider whether you have all four. And remember, it's never too late to bring them in. It's through counselors we find wisdom. Need help with pillar one? Confused or frustrated by insurance? Loyal Group is here to guide you. At Loyal, we specialize in insurance with dentists, dental specialists, and their practices, and provide advice that they can trust. Founded in 2004, Loyal's tech-driven process makes getting insurance simple. One team for all of your insurance needs, no more cumbersome application processes or waiting months to be approved. Loyal is simplifying the insurance process through technology to ensure you receive the best-in-class service and the customer service you deserve. Whether it's disability, life, malpractice, or insuring the building, Loyal has you covered, giving you peace of mind. To answer any of your questions and for further free resources, visit us at loyalgroup.com/insurance for dentist.